Now, the United Nations new Middle East envoy has urged Israel to end its crippling years-long blockade of the Gaza Strip. Nikolai Mladenov says the UN has a responsibility to ensure that Israel's blockade, which stops the movement of people, goods and access to construction of materials, is lifted. On his first visit to Palestine, Mladenov also called for unity among Palestinian factions. Gaza faces a humanitarian crisis months after Israel's devastating war on the coastal enclave. The international community has warned of further conflict without lifting of Israel's blockade and Palestinian reconciliation. The war killed 2,200 Palestinians and left 100,000 others homeless. Reconstruction of homes has barely begun, with an eight-year Israeli land, air and sea blockade still in place. Joining us on the line from Boston now is Alice Rothschild. She's the author of Broken Promises, Broken Dreams. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, first of all, as we've just mentioned, it's been months since the end of Israel's war on the Gaza Strip. According to the agreement that was signed, Israel was supposed to allow in construction material, build a port in Gaza, but none of that has happened.
That's correct. I mean, I was in Gaza in March, and the thing that struck me was that not very much is happening in terms of reconstruction because the siege is so intense and there's no ability to obtain reconstruction materials for the general population.
Right. So why isn't Israel being held responsible for basically being in violation of that ceasefire agreement?
Well, this is a long history of the Israeli government getting away with violating international agreements, and I think this is just part of the domination of, you know, U.S. policy backing Israeli policy and all of the issues around the, quote, fight on terrorism, who our friends are, who our enemies are, and the whole problematic framing of our military policy and Israeli military policy. There's a long history of this, and this is a continuation of that.
Right. Also, the UN's new Middle East envoy has urged Israel to end its crippling blockade of the Gaza Strip, saying if the situation persists, there is a high chance of another war being waged on Gaza.
Right.
Do you see it that way?
Right. Well, you know, I can't predict the future, but I can say that having just been in Gaza, that what people are talking about is when is the next war. They're not talking about how can we rebuild our house. I mean, they're pleading and begging with internationals to come in to make their stories heard. But the thing that was so striking was that most people expect another war. And that is a catastrophe on so many levels. I can't even begin to express my horror at that. But that's what people think is going to happen because, you know, there's been three wars in 6 years and people are just increasingly devastated and hopeless about what's going to happen, even though there's a huge number of people working very hard to better people's lives. They're doing it without, you know, regular electricity, without access to water, without any concrete. I mean, the challenges are just phenomenal on the Strip.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's Alice Rothschild, author of Broken Promises, Broken Dreams, joining us on the line from Boston. Many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV, ma'am.